Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 90 for Tuesday, October 6th. I'm Phil Franz Warkenton. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger on Tuesday, as solid commercial and speculative buying interest underpinned the futures. Canola was up by $3 to nearly $5, the November contract up $4.20 at $477.40 per ton. Both exporters and domestic crushers were showing solid demand, while farmer selling on the other side was steady, but only on a scale-up basis. Recent rainfall in Alberta and Saskatchewan is causing delays to the last portion of this year's harvest, and that provided further support. However, a firm tone in the Canadian dollar, which has posted solid gains relative to its U.S. counterpart over the past week, did limit the gains. Chart resistance is also holding to the upside, with the technical bias starting to look a bit bearish. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all higher, with the biggest gains in wheat. The USDA releases its latest supply-demand report on Friday, and positioning ahead of that was a feature in all three commodities. Wheat futures, they were up 8 to 13 cents, the December contract in Chicago up 11 at 5.26 per bushel. Dryness concerns in Australia and the Black Sea region were behind some of the day's strength. U.S. winter wheat seeding is also running slightly behind normal at 49% complete as of this past Sunday, and that added to the firm tone. The U.S. dollar, it's weaker against a basket of international currencies today, and that should bode well for export demand. However, ideas that U.S. wheat remains expensive in the global market did keep a lid on the rally. Soybeans were up 3 to 4 cents, the November contract up 4 at $8.88 per bushel. Solid export demand and the weaker U.S. dollar were both supportive for beans, while advances in crude oil also helped underpin the futures. However, the good harvest pace, which is running ahead of the 5-year average at 42% complete, together with improving yield prospects, did limit the gains. For corn, prices were up 3 to 5 cents, the December contract up 5 at $3.98 per bushel. The U.S. corn harvest is running a bit behind average, with only 27% harvested to date. However, favorable weather conditions should allow farmers to make some good progress in the Midwest over the next week. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, October 6th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Warkenton.